Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
This is season three, episode 37. This is not your usual Dad Tales episode. We're having a week off. It's been a weird week, particularly for me. Just very, very tired. So we've not recorded a proper episode this week. So I do apologise. We should be back next week, hopefully. We're having a week off. You'd like to think we'd plan something good. So what I've done is I've left you a little treat here from the 23rd of September, 2021, which was season two, episode one. And this is the type of quality conversations that we have. If you've not listened to this episode or any of the other 4 billion episodes that we've produced previously, then please go back and have a listen. You've got a week to be able to do it. So, yeah, that's it. Enjoy this little bit. We'll be back, I'd say, bigger and better. We're definitely not going to be better. We'll probably be bigger because, you know, midlife spread and all that. But we'll be back. So, right, I'm off to go see if I can find myself a new pair of camouflage pants. Enjoy!
Happy Dad Tales Day!
Happy Dad Tales Day, my friend.
We're back.
We are back.
Season two.
Yeah, we've decided we're going to go from season two because... Got to finish on 69, haven't you?
Well, is that where you saw me finish? Yeah. We can't start off like this.
Oh, God. I am enjoying that.
Yeah. Yeah, we just thought that's a nice round number, isn't it, to finish season one off with. We don't know where else to finish it. Really.
Is that round? You can have it either which way up, can't you?
Yeah.
So it's a good one, 69.
Same way both ways.
I liked your finishing joke for 69. Yeah, I was joking.
On last episode.
It was like not a kid because it was like, did a episode ended.
Yeah, cut it straight off. So, well, let's get right into it. Where have you been? What have you been up to?
So
I've actually missed you.
Have you? I've actually enjoyed the break. It's been nice to be away from you.
Ouch.
To a point where I was like, oh, I've got to do a podcast. Oh, God.
You didn't even ring me.
Not once did I ring you. I was on holiday. Because I bumped into you then and you was like, you haven't spoken to me. I was like, yeah, it's been brilliant, hasn't it?
Yeah.
No conversation for 2 weeks from you.
Yeah, I took that quite personally.
Well, shows what kind of guy you are.
It shows what kind of guy you are.
I'm not going to dispute that.
I suppose I could have run you, couldn't I?
Yeah, it takes two to tango, so they say.
I didn't want to ring you while he was on holiday, though, did I?
No, maybe not, but...
You slurped that, bro.
I did.
Great.
I'm going to say,
nothing's changed.
So professional. Season two, we're back to our old stupid ways.
And no drinking tonight. No,
no, while I was on holiday, I said, I'm not going to drink again now till Christmas. I do this now and then, so don't pull a face like, I can't do it. And like, no, you're going to drink. Because normally I go January to my birthday in April and don't drink. And all holiday I thought, oh, I've had quite a fair bit. And I could do losing some weight, best way, not the alcohol in the head. I was like, right, I'm not going to drink. I've been back a week, I think, from my holiday,
something like that.
I'm away this weekend on a stag do, so I'll be drinking all weekend. The following weekend, I'm away at a party, so I'll be drinking pretty much all weekend. So I'm off to a right start. I've done a week dry, and then I'll be...
So Monday to Friday dry.
Yeah.
Weekend. You're all or nothing, you, aren't you?
Yeah. This is my personality. I can't help it. I'm not a small doses.
You're not small.
I'm definitely not small. I'm a big unit. But yeah, no, I openly admit, I've got one of those personalities where if I'm doing something, I'm quite headstrong, I can do it. I've not got a problem in that. But you won't find me just flitting in that and doing random stuff here, there and everywhere.
Not anymore.
In what?
Well, when you was young, you used to flit in and out of everything.
Yeah, I was nimble.
Oh, my God. I don't think you've ever been nimble.
Take that back.
Have you been?
Can we just load up the Dad Olympics thing? Because I think
there was no nimbleness in that.
You're joking, eh? Look at my flat-footed I was. The amount of people that said, for a big guy, mate, you can move.
Who said that?
All them YouTube watchers.
You.
Yeah, I'm surprisingly flat-footed. Is it flat-footed? Light-footed?
Flat-footed.
Yeah.
Elephant-footed. Do you know that elephants can't jump?
Yeah.
Elephants can't jump. Because that started off with a fact. Just throw that straight in there.
Do you know cows can't come walk downstairs?
Cows can't what?
Walk downstairs.
I mean, why are you taking a cow upstairs?
Exactly. Poor farmer who found that out. Come get on, Daisy, out. Get downstairs. She's home. Get down, Daisy. Get down.
We have to get out of the window, Daisy. You know that there's, you know, the old cows have four stomachs as well.
Go on, I've never heard that.
You've never heard that?
No, because it's probably not true, is it?
They don't have four stomachs. They have one stomach that has four compartments.
All right. A bit like a hat has two chambers. No,
four chambers.
Yeah.
Oh, good golly.
What a start.
Yeah. I mean, we're throwing facts out all of it. Is this how season two is going to be? We'll just
fact check. I didn't know cows had four stomachs.
They don't.
Or four sections in a stomach.
Yeah, they do. Octopuses have three hearts.
I think I've heard that.
Is more than one octopus an octopi?
I don't know. I can't wait for a joke. Come on.
No, that's it. I just...
Rubbish.
We've talked about sheep, haven't we? Plural of sheep.
Sheeps.
It's not sheeps. It's just sheep. One sheep. Two sheep.
Sheeps.
It's not sheeps.
I've got some sheeps in the field.
You've got sheep.
I've got sheep and sheeps.
No.
Mouse and mouses.
Right, but what would you call the thing that you use with your computer?
A mouse.
And what if you had two of them?
I'd say we've got some mouses.
So what's mice?
I don't know. Are mice a different type of mouse?
No, so you know like the rollerball thing that you use with your laptop? What if you had two of those? Would you have two mouses? Or would you have two mice?
I would have...
I mean, this is what I've been thinking of for the last few weeks.
My mind is blown. Someone tell us. Someone, surely one of the listeners is going to know that.
So we all know what a plural of sheeps is. Sheep.
Sheeps.
It's not sheeps. And if you had two electronic mouse, what would two of them be?
Mouses.
That's right, isn't it?
Yes, mouses.
Mouses.
You think it could be mice.
You couldn't, surely there couldn't be two mice.
Yeah, because you're going, there's two mice in there. I'd be like, oh, there's mice.
You're not going in there.
Yeah.
They have big long tails.
Yeah. Why are they called mouses anyway? Because I wouldn't say they particularly look like a mouse, do they?
Well, do you know what? When I went to Disney as a kid and I got a mouse and it was a Mickey mouse and it had ears and everything.
Oh, that's class, that.
Yeah, where's that now?
To be fair, mate, you must have been like on the trends there because when you were little, computers were a thing, weren't they?
No, I could see into the future.
Wow.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_ or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.